We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ready for more?
Dale and Keith on WEEI.
At the very same time, Alexander Hamilton began to climb. How to account for his rise to the top? Man, the man is nonstop.
Gentlemen, really? Of the jury, I'm curious. Bear with me. Are you aware that we're making history? This is the first murder
trial. Yeah, this is horrible.
It's corny.
This is corny. All hell.
You got to come back with Thomas Jefferson. What did I miss? I mean, that would have been a much better song for Wiggy. And
no. If you're going to do it, rather than Lin-Manuel, what's his name? Miranda,
yeah.
Rather than him do it, like, give me
it's
like.
Drake. It's the Broadway's Drake.
No. Yeah, right. Give me like Dr. Dre. Now, really.
No, he's not in this.
I'm just saying the Shime original rap song for Dale and Keith, better than this.
So, yeah.
That was.
On par.
I will say, wasn't John picked like one of the worst songs that he could
have
come
back with.
No, not
that one.
With.
The upcoming rap song.
That was so corny.
Oh, you have a rap song coming up.
That was so corny right there.
Corny.
That was corny as all. This is another one?
Yeah.
Would have been good to skip past the opening part, but that's all right.
Give me a second, guys.
Jeez, this song sucks. This opening sucks. All of a sudden, it sounds like the whole thing sucks.
That sound like this Hamilton.
Not good.
Man,
you can't just pick anything out of it.
I don't know what I'm missing. Who's liking this? Is this like 12-year-old girls?
No,
Hold on, Wiggy, this is going to blow your socks off.
Okay,
ready?
Let me.
Yeah,
okay.
Following us to revolution, there is no more status.
So now I'm in church. So Hamilton went from hip-hop gospel.
You guys are not selling this at all.
So this is now a hip-hop gospel show.
Yeah.
Well, you don't like Leon Bridges or Luther Vandross, right?
Oh, it's fine.
Right?
Well, yeah, but listen to them.
Yeah, but this is not nowhere near Luther Vandross.
That's true. He's real good.
Yeah. Big Luther or little Luther?
Right. Hear this bass, Wiggy? It's walking.
All right, so
yeah,
now
you can take that for a walk. I don't need it.
So now I'm going. Now it's Little Richard. Where's Hamilton?
We're going all night.
This is Thomas Jefferson.
Where is the hip hop involved? This is Little Richard. This is Little Richard when we listening to him.
I don't know, guys. This is not doing it.
You didn't sell it.
This is considered one of the most critically acclaimed Broadway shows of all time.
What?
Oh, yeah.
This has nothing compared. You want to give me something give me straight out of Compton, the NWA documentary.
Queen and Slim.
It is the second highest grossing show on Broadway for Labor
After
Day weekend
Lion
behind
King.
Only Lion King.
I would say this.
Box office record, most money grossed in a single week in New York City. $3.3 million for 8 performances in a week. I mean, this was one of the great celebrated Broadway musicals ever.
Yeah, this is corny.
Yeah,
this is WPS at its finest.
Wait a minute.
Corny as all hell.
Mm-hmm.
That is corny. Hamilton, that is corny.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch some of Medea's shows.
Tyler Perry.
He's actually a big fan of the Medea movies. Don't make fun of them.
I love them.
No,
I love them.
I'm talking about the Medea shows.
You got the Family Funeral.
But the Medea
show. Oh, the TV show.
Yeah, not the TV show. The Medea Broadway shows.
Oh, Medea was on Broadway?
Well, not Broadway, but like.
Off-Broadway.
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 Yes, we call it the Chitlin' Circuit, which is very good.
Okay, fine. You know? It's rolling through. I'd watch that.
Yeah, that sounds corny as all hell. That was horrible.
Wiggy, do you want to hear one of the cabinet battles?
I don't. Well, sure. If you have it on the ready.
But now is the time to stand. Stand with our brothers as they fight against tyranny. I know that Alexander Hamilton is here and he would rather not have this debate. I'll remind you that he is not Secretary of State. He knows nothing of loyalty.
smells like new money. Trash.
Yeah, it's not very good. It's not, like, if we're being honest, if you're looking at yourself in the mirror, it's not very good.
Sounds
like,
I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah. Sounds like
you're not alone, right? Yeah, loved it.
Well, I think what Hamilton, here's what I would say.
Yeah.
We know the crowd that Hamilton is catering to.
Yeah.
Right? So, and Dale is, I think, you know, high on that list.
You mean white?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
Is that what you're saying?
I would like my hip, if I'm going to have a hip hop battle, I want like some.
Yeah.
Listen, go to Smack TV.
Go hard.
Yeah, like, yeah. I want to hear, like, some real, give me some, I don't know if we have
yeah,
this.
Yeah, but you can't. You,
give
mean,
me some Tupac, yeah, hit him up, or some Jay-Z's, Jay-Z's when he battled with Nas.
Ether from Nas?
Yes.
Yeah,
give me some of that.
Want. You want that.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Well, no Vaseline from Ice Cube.
Yes!
That's what you're looking for.
Now I'm
you're not getting that.
I'll go to a play.
On the rap battle scene from 8 Mile, guys? Oh.
You got this guy talking about tyranny is what you get.
But it's like
Secretary of State.
You know what it sounds like? I don't know. You might be a little bit too young for this, but I know Dale would remember it. When I was a kid, there was a guy who used to come on during like cartoons, and it would always be like a bill. And
oh, just a bill on Capitol Hill. Right. That guy? Yeah, yeah.
That's what it sounds
like. Yeah,
because
he was telling you all about the government, right?
Yeah,
he would sit there and tell you all about stuff.
That's
very
what Hamilton sounds like.
Yeah.
The Capitol Hill bill rapping.
Yeah, he was very popular, though, too. I mean, I don't know how many million he sold, but he was very good.
I will say this, fellas. The fact that you haven't seen it and you mock it is different than if you had watched it and then told me you didn't like it.
No, that's fair. I've listened to too many of the songs, though. Again, my niece is obsessed with it. She actually got a chance to go see it in Broadway. Mm-hmm. It was a big gift that
I wish
her grandparents gave.
I would have made it for 5 minutes
of it. She loved it. She played the songs ad nauseum. That might have been one of the reasons why I didn't like it. I don't know if I can make it through.
No, well, I mean guys get shot.
Sure.
I don't know if that counts.
Well, I mean, it's like, you know.
But I do have, for what else you got, I do have somebody who has seen it and hates it as much as me and Wiggy. So maybe that person will have a little bit more weight. Yes, we'll play him in what else you got.
You know, that was straight up horrible. Horrible. And this guy's making money off this?
Oh, he made a lot of money.
Oh, he made a ton of money.
You got to love America, man.
Yeah.
You got to love it. You can do trash things like this and make tons of money.
Then he went on, and because of this, he got the gig writing the music for Moana for The Rock. I mean,
right.
That's horrible. Wow. I'll tell you, I love America.
Mm-hmm.
I love America.
There's nothing wrong with loving America.
Well, no, I mean,
good
but
job.
That is corny, though. I don't know how people are like paying to go see
people
this.
People loved it.
God. Oh, people paid a ton to go see. You couldn't get a ticket.
You sure you didn't get kidnapped and drugged? And then went, I just don't get it, man.
I mean, I know Rich only has Disney Plus to get The Mandalorian, but because I had Disney Plus, I could watch this over the weekend.
Wow.
This was slated for theatrical release, I think, in October. And because of the COVID-19 thing, Disney decided, you know what, let's put it on the network, Disney Plus network, and let's release it now. The numbers just
so
for what Disney did.
So right.
Disney blew it out of the water.
When you watch it, are you seeing like it's like you're viewing it as like
it's
an
a
actual
stage play?
Oh, right.
Yeah, they filmed it like because it was actually filmed in 2015, I believe, when it first
2016,
launched. Or 16. Okay, so it started in 15. They filmed.
So
this
you're actually
of it in
seeing it in the stage play.
It's
form,
like you're
so
watching a play. Yeah.
Oh man, that's
yeah.
Even
you're,
worse.
I know you're even further out.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
even
out of,
worse.
I thought you at least you were gonna give me like it, you know, in a movie form.
Have you ever been to a stage play?
I told you, yeah, Tyler Perry's. I've been to
I don't think that counts.
Why doesn't that count?
I'm just saying.
Which Tyler one? Which one did you see?
Hold on.
Madea.
What was the story?
Hold on. Which one did I see?
Did he play everyone in it?
Probably,
yeah. Dress on.
Hello!
The
hello!
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 That's the whole play. We just kind of did the whole play for you.
No,
and then he came out in a dress, and then he went back out, did a wardrobe change, played another one of the characters, then went back, did another change.
No, it's actually like it's actually those plays are pretty good. There's a guy. What the hell's his name? I'm drawing a blank on his.
You're selling this.
No, yeah. I'm drawing a blank on his name. I just can't remember. But it's like you know, if you see like some of the Tyler Perry movies or yes. or some of these movies, I think he had a movie called Temptation, like, you know, it's a guy who's Ooh. And they're singing, you know, I've come home, I found my wife in bed with my friend, and now I'm singing. And
all right, so here
now
the,
I'm singing?
Yes.
Here, what do you sing about?
And now I'm in the shower.
I don't think so.
All right, Wiggy, here are the Tyler Perry stage plays.
Uh-huh.
Madea's Farewell Play Tour.
Mm-hmm.
Madea on the Run. Hell Hath No Fury Like a Woman Scorned.
Madea.
Madea's Neighbors from Hell.
Oh.
The Haves and the Have-Nots. Madea Gets a Job.
Oh.
A Madea Christmas.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
Aunt Bam's Place. Madea Big Happy Family. Stop me when I say one that matters to anybody.
Oh, those are all
matter
good.
To Tyler Perry. Yeah, the guy's are, like a billionaire.
The guy's
doing
something
right.
Ton
Madea's
of money.
A popular character.
What about Boo 2, A Madea Halloween? Did they put that on stage?
That was a good
that was
movie,
my favorite.
Though.
Yeah, but you saw it on stage.
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
No, where did you see
it? I saw one at
Alley in East Boston.
No, I saw it at the Wang.
Oh, there you go.
I saw it at the Wang. That's the one across, like, right down there on Tremont Street, right?
It's in the theater district.
Yeah. It's your point to it. what the hell is his name? I'm drawing a blank, but
I don't know either.
I got to find his name. Once I find his name, he does a ton of these plays, and he goes around, you know, to different cities. I got to find
him. Kevin Spacey.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
No, not him. I'm going to find it. I'm going to find his name.
I saw Book of Mormon when it came to Boston. That was really funny. I like that one. I haven't seen a lot of them. I don't have a whole ranking. I know we've had Steve D'Ossian, and he's seen like 1,000.
He sees everything.
He sees them in different countries. Like, he's seen everybody.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't have like a whole bunch to compare it to. But Wiggy,
I gotta find my man.
He saw Tyler Perry, but he doesn't remember the name or where he saw it or
honestly,
what it was.
Wiggy,
or
it's not gonna.
It was
anything.
Memorable.
Whoever, it's not going to change anybody's thought on anything.
No, Wiggy, don't you think it's good for something like Hamilton to be out there indoctrinating more people into hip-hop, even if it's not the best hip-hop? Because then it just opens a whole new world to them.
A whole new world.
Yeah, but
world.
That's not like real hip-hop. You know,
But this might introduce people who would not otherwise have gotten
like
into real hip-hop.
Me.
Yeah, but Dale's not going to go turn on Drake right now.
He said real hip-hop, sorry.
But I bought the Hamilton soundtrack this weekend because it was so good.
Yeah, but that's not going to make you go out and buy, like, Best of Ice Cube.
Right.
Which is fine. I'm just saying, like, that's not the point.
So Wiggy can't remember who he
no,
saw.
No, Wiggy, stop looking for it. It doesn't matter. You're going to come up with a name. Like, Mike Smith. Great, Mike Smith. You saw Mike Smith. Next. It doesn't matter. You're wasting your time. Stop.
It was actually, it was like if you ever seen the video by R. Kelly, he does like Trapped in the Closet.
Yes, I have.
So that's kind of what the play was like.
I wouldn't use R. Kelly.
Yeah.
And by the way, Trapped in the Closet by R. Kelly is probably thing you want to use
R. Kelly
right now.
The R. Kelly musical isn't one that will be on Disney Plus.
They have to censor too much. Oh, I heard they censored a few songs.
In Hamilton? Yeah, they swear. They swear in Hamilton.
Oh, they swear
on Disney
like
Plus?
Crazy.
No, not on Disney Plus. They removed it.
That's what I'm saying.
It's on YouTube though, and it's in the soundtrack.
But have
though.
You seen both versions? Or have you
I've never seen it. I've listened to the entire album in audio though.
I did see somebody say, and this was just somebody on Twitter, was saying that it kind of ruined a couple songs. Like the editing made
they took out the MFs.
Yeah, they took out a couple
of
words,
in there.
And then some stuff that they sort of added, and they were like, it didn't sound the same. I don't know if that's true. I haven't gone back and forth between the two.
So
Wiggy, what did I tell you?
Wiggy,
it doesn't
in the
matter.
I did not have my thing.
Keith was trying to talk to me on the air, and then Wiggy had the thing down talking to me off the air.
You found the guy. It doesn't matter.
It's
synonym.
It's Jacarius Johnson.
All right. So does anybody change how they feel about anything?
Oh, that's totally different.
So you just spent 10 minutes looking for this guy.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't matter.
He does different plays that they travel around the country.
Great.
And you know what he did a play for?
I would love to hear it.
The movie Set It Off.
Set It Off.
You remember Set It Off with Jada Pinkett, Queen Latifah?
Oh, yeah.
So he did a play for that.
What does that matter?
Now that I'll see.
Okay. Okay, fine.
And it's Tyler Perry is. A lot of singing, you know, your big voices.
He's a song and dance man, like our guy Chris Scheim. He can wear a lot of hats.
Like that,
The way I would say it is like the R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet. video.
I would leave that out.
I'm just
saying. I don't know if you want to.
First of all, like Usher, maybe. Yeah.
First of all, leave R. Kelly out. Second of all, leave out Trapped in the Closet. Video. I mean, when you consider what's going on now.
I'm just saying, if you've ever seen the video, that's what the Tyler Perry.
It was like late in the game, Michael Jackson.
Or like a Jacarius Johnson play.
So
would
Jacarius
be.
Johnson, actually, he is in development. Hamilton. Destiny's Child, the musical.
I'm all in on that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm telling you, that's what, and it's like big voices singing. Okay. You know, it's those Luther Vandross voices.
Yeah,
you know, really big. You know, it's like, oh, you're sleeping with my friend. Oh, you know
that? Wiggy, you haven't heard it. The voices, as I said, Lin-Manuel Miranda is about the eighth best performer in this thing. The voices.
Yeah, but
in
I don't
this,
really care about Hamilton though. See, like you got to give me like.
Well, there's the difference. You don't care.
They would, but they're gonna make you care about Hamilton.
Set it off, I would. I saw the movie, and so if I'm seeing the play, I can really, I can rock with that one.
All right.
Like Dreamgirls, you probably would have liked that one. Jennifer Hudson belting it out.
Yeah, okay. You speaking my language now?
Yep, Dreamgirls.
Yeah, you speak. I'd love to see. You want to give me a hip-hop version of something?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Give me Django Unchained.
On stage.
On stage.
Django on stage.
And good luck working that out into a
That'd
hip-hop.
Actually be
that
pretty
would
crazy.
Not be on Disney Plus.
Well, yeah.
They would put that somewhere
That could
else.
Be on HBO Max.
Max.
But that's what I mean. Who cares about Alexander Hamilton? Give me that.
Apparently enough people did. I don't know. I know you didn't,
ton of
you,
people
but it seems
did.
Like a lot of people are very interested in him. Banking. People are very, you know, pro-banks.
I'd go see Django on stage.
Especially the last 10 years.
Yep.
Well, I guess I'll look at a preview for Hamilton. Yeah, what you say? It's on Disney Plus?
It's on Disney Plus. I mean, I probably should. We've been talking about it. I should start it, but 2 hours and 40 minutes seems daunting.
There's an intermission.
Daunting.
Oh, that's long.
Oh, an intermission?
You do get some musical
fatigue. There's always an intermission at your house. You just hit pause. You get up, take a lap,
yeah,
come back.
Yeah, but this one has a curtain.
Take a lap.
There's a curtain, so it's like you need to leave. You need to get up, stretch your legs, go to the bar, get another drink, come back.
See, Dale, I want to go to a play, right? This is why I like Tyler Perry or Jacarius Johnson.
Oh
I want
Jacarius Johnson. You notice that once he found the name,
he was going to use it to death.
I want to go to the play where I can kind of feel like I'm part of it.
Oh,
right?
So like a call and response.
Well, no, I can be
like,
dancing.
I say, hey, you say, ho, hey.
Well, maybe because the music is so good where I get to dance.
You just get up on stage yourself.
No, not on stage, but in the crowd, you know. Somebody's
like Def Comedy Jam.
Yes.
Like somebody tells a joke, you run down five rows, you push a guy, then you run back.
Like,
up.
That's the thing about Tyler Perry's plays. You feel like
I got it.
You're a part of it. You know?
Well, I'm sure in Hamilton, if you wanted to get up and high five a guy five rows in front of you,
no,
well,
the play's actually going on. Sure. I don't want it to be
there was a lot of hooting and hollering going on in the audience. Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, you're allowed to, you know, voice your.
I don't want it to
pleasure.
Be like if you ever seen the movie The Adam Sandler, Jack and Jill, when Al Pacino.
No, it's not like Jack and Jill at all. It's got nothing to do with Jack and Jill.
No, when Pacino's character was doing the play and they were talking, he got all mad. Like, I want crowd participation.
Oh, I think there is a little bit more.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not like one of those like
so
one man plays.
Basically, you want a concert.
A little bit. Yeah, it sounds like a little bit he wants that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants a little bit of a concert. What's wrong with that?
Well, that probably wouldn't mean going to see a play then.
Yeah, well, when you're watching it at home. Because that's what it is right now. It's on Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. You can get up, you can scream, hoot and holler, do whatever you
want. Well, if a song's so good and it's like, you know,
it
a hip-hop song, right?
Yeah.
A foot tapper.
If I'm in there, why, you know, all of a sudden my wife and I, we're watching this play and then this song is so good, next thing you know, our whole section gets up and starts dancing. That's what I want.
That would make it. That would make it.
Isn't that what you go to?
You'd get people with those little binoculars telling you to sit down.
Well, that's why I said.
Excuse me, sir. I can't see the stage.
Just Google Tyler Perry's plays.
Okay.
The crowd
who
gets
who's in it again?
Wait, what? What's the name
star?
Of the play again?
Well, there's Madea.
No, who's the star of it?
Tyler Perry?
No, the other guy.
Oh, Jacarius Johnson.
Yeah, there we go.
He's not in it. He's just the writer. He writes
the play.
She wasn't even in it.
He's
after
the writer.
All of that,
well, he
spent the whole segment looking that guy's name up, and he's not even in it.
He's the writer. He's not in it. He's the writer of these plays.
Oh
the brat
God.
Was in Set It Off.
The I brat? Might...
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's very important for the whole discussion.
Yeah,
the
he gets like afternoon. He gets some actors.
Yeah, the brat. Good.
The brat. You remember her, the rapper?
I do remember
I do, yeah.
I do, yeah. Very good.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. When we come back, we'll look at some of the dumb long-term contracts in the history of sports, and we'll decide whether Patrick Mahomes is one of them. It's Dale and Keefe with Wiggy, and it's time to trend.
How many times has Rich Keefe been wrong?
Zero. Ever? Ever. Ever. Ever.
Now back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
I think he's got to lose my number. He's not texting out videos from Tyler Perry plays.
I can't. He's very excited. He's very excited.
I'm extremely excited.
Talking about Tyler Perry plays.
Jacarius Johnson, too.
This one was called Whatever She Wants. With
Samson Logan
Samson
is a
Logan.
Big,
yes. So you're going to try to put Samson Logan and Tyler Perry's plays on the same plane as Hamilton?
Well, when you sounds like it, yes. When you hear it, you'll understand.
I don't have to hear it, Wiggy. I'm promising
you're gonna
you.
You're going
to
hear it, and what else you got, whether you like it or not.
It's coming your way. So get excited.
So we were talking earlier about the long-term contract that the Kansas City Chiefs signed their quarterback to. And all of us, by the way, think this is a good deal. This is a good move on
except
the part
for Shime.
Of the Chiefs.
Shime's the one
yeah,
guy.
Shime.
Bad deal.
Shime and Curran, they don't think it's a good deal.
Have fun paying the best right tackle in football in a year.
Here comes Shime.
Hey,
what's that? Here comes Chris Shime's music. The village idiot running in to join the conversation.
You're going
to
love training.
Patrick Mahomes sucks. You're not going to want to pay the best player in football in a couple of years.
Have fun training Chris Jones in a year.
Chris Jones, they don't need Chris Jones.
How did having all that money, right, help the Patriots?
We had won a lot of Super Bowls. Wiggy, I'd leave them out of this argument if I were you.
Because
they
kind of win every year.
No, because think about it, right? Because he goes, well, you're not going to be able to pay this one. You're not going to be able to pay that one. Besides Stephon Gilmore, who does Bill really pay?
McCourty. Right?
His offensive lineman?
Shaq
Dante Hightower?
Right.
Evan McCourty?
But are they, when you look
he's
at.
Rattled off a few.
No. But when you look at these guys, aren't they pretty much replaceable? Right, so just because you
Gilmore,
think about this. You pay Patrick Mahomes, you can still then get players. Yeah, you might lose a Chris Johnson, but guess what? You'll find a Lawrence guy. You'll find the next.
You're getting us off track here because we're looking at some of the other longest contracts in sports, and we're trying to figure out which of these were dumb. And which of these were brilliant?
So what I think, and we have a whole list here, these are guys that signed 10 years or more, 10-year deals or more. And a lot of them are baseball, obviously. And I think baseball is a little bit different.
A non-salary cap league. Mike Trout, it was probably not money ill-spent.
And the argument is also different because as good as Mike Trout is, what does that really get you in the grand scheme of things if the rest of your team kind of stinks? Right? Like Mike Trout... the better way of saying it is the best player in baseball, particularly when it's a position player,
right,
can really only take you so far. But if you have the best quarterback in football, like you're automatically a playoff
team.
Guess what they can do in baseball?
They can sign Mike Trout and then sign another guy to another huge deal. So I don't think there's really the comparison of they could sign multiple players that cost a ton of money because there's no salary cap, right?
Because a lot of those deals didn't really work out on the back end. But again, you got to look at the time in which they signed some of these guys. You know, Mike Trout, we'll see. We'll see what happened with Mike Trout. A-Rod, for example, ended up signing a couple of 10-year deals in his career. The first one, I don't even think he finished it, and then they re-upped into another 10-year deal. But the point is, for that whole stretch, he was great. He was like an MVP and everything else. Now, by the end of his second 10-year deal,
the end of
that Yankee deal, it was a mess. But the point is, that was the guy who at one point was the best player in the game. They gave him 10 years, and it was worth it. They didn't regret that by the end of that one anyway.
At the top of our list, the longest deal on this list was brilliant. They signed Magic Johnson to a 25-year deal.
That's insane, though.
For $1 million a year.
25 for 25?
Brilliant.
Like, what a different time. But yeah, but they said, here's one of the best players in basketball, the face of our franchise, one of the faces of the league, and he's not going to go anywhere.
You want to do that if you know that guy is that good? Like, if you know
no,
that...
you would. I'm saying this was
brilliant.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
so when you think about long-term deals and you think about the 10 years and those type of things, isn't it really based on who the player is?
Yeah, you have to spend it. You have to make the right decision on the player.
If the Cleveland Cavaliers decided to go, you know what? We're going to give LeBron James, after year three, we're going to give him a 15-year deal worth $1 billion.
Now, not allowed in the NBA.
Not allowed.
Right? You can't do slappy deals in the NBA because they've tried to protect the GMs in that league as much as they can.
You could give Magic Johnson 25 years.
Right, because I'm sure LeBron probably would have, or at least been offered one of those deals had they could. But now it's, you know, 5 years for your team, 4 years for another team. So they've kind of, you know, handcuffed in a way the GMs, or actually I think they've kind of protected the GMs,
right?
Whereas baseball, you can still do, you know, Bryce Harper got 13 years, Giancarlo Stanton got 13 years, Mike Trout got 12 years. A few hockey ones jump out, Dale, at the top of the list.
The two dumbest contracts on this list are both hockey contracts.
Mm-hmm. Ricky DiPietro?
Mm-hmm. That was, well, that's close. Ilya Kovalchuk, 17 years. For $102 million. Ilya Kovalchuk.
How many did he even play on that? Because then he had all kinds of... And then he was in the he's been in the KHL longer,
so,
I think.
I used to tease Mike Milbury, who was the general manager of the Islanders. And in his defense, he didn't sign Rick DiPietro to the 15-year, $67.5 million deal for the Islanders. His owner did. But I used to joke with Mike, and I'd say, what, 12 wouldn't have gotten it done?
Right.
You had to go to 15?
Had to get 15 to lock him up. Fun fact, hashtag Dork Podcast co-host Ryan Davey played peewee hockey against Rick DiPietro and beat him as an opposing goalie. Oh,
see, wow. Even dumber than I thought.
Should have been the number one pick himself. How do you like that? But yeah, those ones were just dumb. But that's the thing is, that wasn't the right guy. Like when Rick DiPietro signed that, he was obviously a really top prospect. He was the number one overall pick. But wasn't the best goaltender in hockey.
No,
like, not even close.
You keep comparing it to Mahomes. It's like, all right, you know Mahomes is the best. So that's why it's a little bit different. Because, yeah, teams have definitely just overcommitted to guys.
What happened in the hockey one, right? Because
Which one, DiPietro or
Kovalchuk? No, the Kovalchuk, right? Because Kovalchuk was a very, very good player.
Yes, he was.
So what ends up happening that he doesn't play, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years off that deal? Because let's say if you signed, how old's David Pasta?
23.
Okay, so if you signed him to a 10, 15-year deal, isn't it a smart move? Because
15, I think it's too much for a hockey player.
Right. I know the deal is too long, but based on who he is and how young he is, don't you think at, let's say, 35, 36, he's still going to be good?
See, in Ilya Kovalchuk's case, he signed the 17-year, $102 million deal with the Devils. They nullified it. They said, you can't do this. The Devils lost their appeal to an arbitrator. The deal got nullified. So they said, okay, we're going to redo this thing. We're going to sign a 15-year deal worth $100 million, and they let that go.
Yeah, just
what they
just
were
bizarre.
Trying to do, and it was blatant, they were just trying to circumvent the salary cap.
Right.
We'll spread it out over 15 years. We'll take the AAV down. They were just trying to circumvent the salary cap.
And he was, 26 at the time, I believe, when he signed that deal?
Oh, and they were found guilty. They surrendered $3 million, a third-round draft choice, and a future first-round pick within the next four seasons. And then he headed off to Europe to play in Russia again.
Right, but I think what I'm saying is, like, with Patrick Mahomes, if you're good enough and you look like and it looks like this guy's going to be good for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't, regardless of the sport, I know you can't do it in basketball, but if you had the ability to do it in other sports, it only makes sense to wrap up a guy that you know for the next 10 years is going to be one of the best players in the league.
Also, football, it's a little bit different, and I know we went into some of the particulars on Mahomes' deal yesterday, but for example, there's always injury concern with every single player, but if Mike Trout gets hurt and has career-ending injury, he is still going to get paid $426 million. If Patrick Mahomes, God forbid, had a career-ending injury...
I think he gets like 140.
Yeah, he gets 140, so he's not even going to get 500. Right. So these other teams, it's even... Really, the other three sports, it's so much more of a commitment because those guys are going to get all of that money.
And the quarterback is the only position you can do that with.
Yeah, there's no one else.
The quarterback is the only position where you go.
It gets protected.
Right.
Well, it gets protected, but they also play the longest in the sense of when you think about these guys, think about all the quarterbacks.
You can't give a running back. You can't give a wide out. You can't give a tight end. You can't give a corner. Yeah.
Yeah, quarterbacks, you can go, okay, if that guy's that good, you're like Patrick Mahomes, you know is going to be with that organization for at least 10 years.
We've got a musical and historical bent to What Else You Got. It's coming up next. Dale and Keefe with Wiggy, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Dale and Keith.
Middays 10 to 2
on WEEI.
All right, a couple of things we didn't get to earlier in the program.
What else you got?
Wiggy, I think this might have a musical bent
to
it.
Yeah, so you wanted to kind of look into the world of what the black stage play looks like, or the Chitlin Circuit, what we call it, the Tyler Perry's, Jacarius Johnson's.
Yes, thank
Here is a little scene of what you would get rather than at that BS at Hamilton.
I've only been with one man, okay, and I want to keep it that way.
One man. Baby, you need at least two men to make sure you got the right one for you. I know you're tired of what you're going through. You need someone in your life who'll take care of you. Give you all the loving you deserve. I'll treat you like a queen, girl.
Sing it, bro.
First I'll take you by my hand.
That boy can
then
sing.
Then I'll make you understand. Rub your body all night long.
Now, would you rather watch
I can feel that?
Would you rather watch that? Yeah. Or Hamilton.
That's
Hamilton,
erotica.
It's not even close.
That sounds
Hamilton
good.
Is so much better. Well, that's that, good, but Hamilton is otherworld.
Put you in the mood.
Play that Hamilton thing you played again.
I don't want to back off, Wiggy. I can't hear programming.
No, you know what, Wiggy? There is a very, very steamy scene in Hamilton that between Alexander Hamilton and I believe it's his wife's sister. Not Aaron Burr.
No, it's his sister-in-law, yeah.
Pray, Lord, show me how to say no to this sign.
This is Hamilton? This is Hamilton versus what I just played. Come on, man.
Yeah, baby making music a second ago.
Dale, you take your wife to whatever she wants. I guarantee you, when you get home that night, you get lucky.
What else you got?
All right, so Dale's 100% right. Wiggy and I saying that Hamilton's no good doesn't really carry a ton of weight because we haven't seen it. We've only heard some of the songs. However, somebody has seen it and is not a fan of it, that would be one Chris Mad Dog Russo.
I could not get into Hamilton. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm being fair. I don't want to pretend that I got into it because that's the proper thing to say. How could you not like something as good as this? And I saw it on today's show today. They were waxing poetic. Oh, my God, please. Enough. I had a lot of trouble with it. I really did. I could not sink my teeth into it at all. I did nothing. The music, nothing. It did nothing for me. And everybody in my family, not my necessarily my immediate, my mother, who is a classical music extraordinaire, loved it. Saw it twice on Broadway. Saw it the other night. Has begged me to watch it, in her English way. How could you not see this? You're not educating yourself. Mom, I can't get into it. I just didn't like it. I didn't like it.
I'm with you, back.
Didn't like it.
I ain't like
you
it.
Tried
either.
To get into it. Didn't like it.
I heard just a little bit of it, and I didn't like it.
I'll try it though. I will give it the old college try. I have the Disney Plus. They put it out there.
Okay.
I have the ability to see it. I can maybe do multiple intermissions for myself and try to space it out. But I'll try.
I will say this, Rich. In all honesty, first 15 minutes or so, I went, I don't know. And then I stuck with it.
Okay. And that got better.
So you got to get power through the first 15.
All right. That's okay. That's fine.
Give it 30.
That's okay. Slow burn. It's a slow burn.
Is that what you really want,
though? Is a slow burn?
Well, listen, not everything's perfect.
Well, wait a minute. Tyler Perry, really?
Boo 2 is not a slow burn. They jump right into the action.
Right. Did you not hear that?
I heard it. Wait, I mean.
I got to take a cold shower.
Wow. That's talent.
A whiskey and a cigarette.
Sensual energy, way too high for me.
That is talent right there.
What else you got?
All right, Rich mentioned it earlier in the program, but it is an historic anniversary today in the NBA because it was 10 years ago today in, I think it was a high school gym in Connecticut or something.
I thought it was a boys' club.
It was a boys and girls club.
You're right. Boys and girls club in Connecticut when LeBron James made his decision.
The answer to the question everybody wants to know. LeBron, what's your decision?
And this fall, man, this is very tough. And this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
Okay.
What a clown way to answer the question. What an absolute joke.
Take my talents.
Ricky, where are you going? Talented. What's your decision? I'm taking my talents to South Beach.
That's it.
Just say I'm signing with the Miami Heat. I'm signing with the Miami Heat. Well, I'm going to play for the Miami Heat.
Wait a second.
I'm taking my talents to South Beach. That is so bad.
You can't knock LeBron
yes, can.
And then be
yes,
on the
I
Cam
can.
Newton train who goes, I ain't being humble no more.
He never said, "I'm taking my my talents to the borough.
I'm taking my talents to the harbor."
The harbor. He didn't say that.
He didn't say that. But he's definitely.
Cam Newton didn't take an hour primetime special and have Scratchy interview him about his favorite cupcakes.
That money. Some of the money went to the Boys and Girls Club. So.
Oh, great! Guess what? Stop. LeBron has plenty of money where he could also give them money without doing that.
I could also build about 40 Boys.
I wasn't a LeBron fan in the beginning.
I'm taking my talents to South Beach. Oh,
best basketball player there is right now.
Besides Giannis and Kawhi, you might be onto something.
No. Better than Giannis and Kawhi.
Oh, my
Maybe
God.
Ten years ago,
I was actually, believe it or not, in favor of him forming a super team. I thought that was great. I'm like, you guys have the power to do that. I have no problem with it. Yeah. But the way in which he did it, and then a couple days later, LeBron, Bosch, and Wade are down there in Florida. They basically held a parade before they even won anything.
Yep.
And I
not
believe
one,
he guaranteed,
two,
I think, eight
three.
Titles. He guaranteed eight titles. He only gave him 4 years and two titles. So that was a letdown there. They should have won more.
Wiggy, just to keep you up abreast with what's going on, the Baltimore Ravens, within the last few minutes, have said that if fans are allowed at their games this season, fewer than 14,000 will be let in. That's under 19.7% capacity.
Yeah, I could see that. And
that's a huge if.
But we know that's in Maryland, right? And we know other states might be more. I think you'll see fans in football. You'll see fans in baseball. Basketball and hockey, I don't know. Because
no, there won't be. Not in those ones. They'll be done. It's the question of if next season they'll have them.
Yeah, you'll see them because we already know that there's been a number of governors in different – we know the NFL has said it's basically up to the governor. So whatever the capacity is for that state, so let's say in Maryland they're saying 20%. Massachusetts, what do you think our percentage will be here? I think it'll be pretty good.
100.
No, it won't be 100%.
No.
I think it'll be like 20%
It'll be better here than most places, based on the numbers.
So you don't think the Red Sox and Patriots would be able to put 20% capacity in the stadiums?
Maybe.
I believe they will.
So the Ravens, when they put out the release about this, said 2020 season ticket holders will be deferred to 2021. You're all good. And then they said, if permitted under state and local government regulations to have fans attend games, the reduced seating capacity at M&T Bank Stadium will be fewer than 14,000 seats per game.
Yeah, well, that's what we kind of know.
Makes sense.
Yeah, we know that's, and the Patriots already put out that, hey, this year, parking is free.
Like that.
Right?
That's nice.
So this year's
parking. Oh, yeah, that's great.
This year's
like there's going to be a lot of people
We knew right there. I think we were all under the assumption, even myself, is that they wouldn't start with 100% capacity.
Yeah, no way.
So they start with, let's say, Baltimore, you can do 20%. Maybe New England, you can do 30% because we've done better here, right? Mm-hmm. Each state's different. So I'm all for, as long as they're fans, I'm happy.
Wig, good to talk to you again.
All right,
my
boys.
Wig, do me a favor. Go on Disney Plus. Watch Hamilton.
I think I have Disney Plus.
Tell me
Plus.
What you think.
Yeah, you must.
You watch The Mandalorian, of course you
No, do. I don't watch The Mandalorian. I don't get that one either.
Oh. Uh-oh.
What's your name, man? Alexander Hamilton.
It's going to be a tough watch, but I'll give it a shot.
I'll try.
Thank you, Rich. At least you're willing to open your mind.
That's right.
All right. OMF is coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow, and we'll see you guys later. Bye. This bleep calculus.
That's all, folks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.